I am so grateful for Mary Baker Eddy. Although I grew up in a Christian home, the Bible was read much, went to Sunday school and all that, I know that without the understanding that she, Mrs. Eddy, has given the world about God and who we are, I wouldn't be here today. She loved mankind. She loved humanity. She hated wrong. And today I was led to read something in Clara Shannon's Golden Memories, which states that during the years she spent in bed, she got up a petition for the abolition of slavery, which she sent to President Lincoln, signed by thousands of people. I know that right now there are so many things being written about Mrs. Eddy. I know most and probably all of them, the negative ones, must be wrong. I am so grateful that she has given the world a greater understanding of the Christ mission. And I'm also grateful that she has left the world with this precious message about how to observe the Christ coming to the world this season. Through that understanding, we see that she explains why this coming is the coming of our forgiveness, is the coming that teaches each one of us how precious we are to God. And she has also left us the only way that we can truly be free. And for all this, I am eternally grateful. And as she has said, what she has written can never, no matter how many things are said about it, no one can overturn the truth in them. I'm so grateful to be here tonight. And I just cannot thank her enough. Grateful for this season, what it means now. Wishing all of you a merry season.